I have hope because God chose me before I chose him. And I have hope that no matter how many mistakes I make, God's still going to show mercy to me. And I have hope that no matter what I may lose in life, I can't lose my salvation. And I have hope that God is going to protect me with his mighty power and make sure I get to heaven. And I have hope that God is preparing me right now for eternity and even using the stuff in my life that I don't like. He's using it all for good.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, today we continue in our series called Radicalis, Developing Spiritual Roots. In these lessons, we'll learn how to live a life that is deeply rooted in Christ and His Word so that we can become all God has created us to be. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get a copy of the beautifully designed and illustrated Daily Hope Prayer Journal. It's a great way to record and track your prayers. And you can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 99000 for more information. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Radical Hope.
Now, this next verse, 6 and 7 of 1 Peter 1, is filled with spiritual meat. Peter says, so be glad. In other words, in light of all these reasons for hope, be glad. There is wonderful joy ahead, even though it is necessary for you to endure many trials, not a few, many trials for a while. These trials are only to test your faith, to show that it is strong and pure. Your faith, it is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold. And your faith is far more precious to God than mere gold. So if your faith remains strong after being tried by fiery trials, it will bring you, notice this is not talking about Jesus, you. It will bring you much praise and glory and honor. Bring you praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. Now this passage is so rich because it lists there, it tells us why God allows problems in your life. And it tells us why you should have hope because of the three reasons that God is using the trials in your life while you're going through it. Let's look at it. First, it says, tells us three things about the problems you have in life. Now, the Bible calls them trials. You know what trials are. Tribulations, trouble, stress, problems, pressure, difficulties. It says this. There is wonderful joy ahead, even though it is necessary for you to enjoy many trials for a while. First, circle the word necessary. Trials are necessary. In other words, problems are an essential and indispensable part of preparing you for heaven. They're not just optional. They're part of the school of life. The problems you have in life have a far greater purpose than you realize. They are preparing you for eternity. They are necessary. They are essential. They are indispensable part of life. Problems are necessary. So don't try to get out of them. The second thing you notice about problems, it says, it is necessary for you to endure many trials. Circle the word many. Now, the word many there, actually in Greek, is the word varied. It's variegated. And variegated means all kinds of shapes, all kinds of sizes, all kinds of colors, all kinds of levels of intensity. Now, you don't have to read the Bible to know that you get all kinds of problems. All your problems are not the same, right? You get lots of different kinds, big ones, little ones, intense ones, small ones. So the Bible's just pointing out that problems are of many varieties. And the good news is that some of the problems that you've had this last year, those old problems, you're not going to have them in the new year. That's good news. The bad news is you get a whole set of new problems in the new year. And they are varied. They're variegated. So they're necessary. They're varied. And then it says they're temporary. It says the problems are necessary for you to endure many trials for a while. Circle for a while. He's saying problems are temporary. They're for a while. If you were to go to my office and over at the ministry center, you would find a piece of stone on which is chiseled in Hebrew letters the phrase, this too shall pass. And I keep that before me to remind me that no matter what happens here on earth, it's all temporary. That this is just preparation for eternity. The good times will pass, the bad times will pass. The praise will pass, the criticism will pass. It all passes. This too shall pass. And the difficulties you're going through, even if you had them for your entire life, that's minuscule compared to eternity. It's like the farmer who was asked, what's your favorite verse in the Bible? He said, it came to pass. And they said, why is that? That's a strange verse to have as favorite. He said, no, it's when problems come. I know they didn't come to stay. They came to pass. They're just passing through. They're not going to stay with you. So trials are necessary, they're varied, and they're temporary. Now, what is God doing in your life while you're going through what you're going through right now? While you're going through what you're going through, God is doing three things behind the scenes. You might write these down. Number one, God uses trials, number one, to test my faith. God uses trials, problems, to test my faith. These trials, it says, are only to test your faith, to show that it is strong and pure. And of course, testing not only tests it strengthens us. The way you build muscle is you test your muscle. And when you lift weights or you exercise, you're testing the limits of your muscle, but you're also strengthening it at the same time. So God is testing your faith. The second way God uses trials is to purify my motives. To purify my motives. And that's the next part of the verse. It says, your faith is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold.
That's Pastor Rick Warren, and you're listening to our series called Radicalis. The second half of today's study is coming up next.
It's been said that prayer moves the heart of God. That's why I want to tell you about a very special resource Pastor Rick and his team created just for you. It's the Daily Hope Prayer Journal. This first-of-its-kind, vegan leather, full-color prayer journal has sections to pray for specific people and situations, and space to express your gratitude and personal prayer requests to God. The 208 pages are beautifully designed and filled with inspiring Bible verses. This prayer journal is a spiritual growth tool designed to help you enjoy a vibrant prayer life, connect with the Lord, strengthen your prayer practice, and establish a consistent daily prayer time. When you give a gift to this ministry, we'll send you the Daily Hope Prayer Journal to say thanks. Quantities are limited, so get yours today. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004.
Right now, we'd like to let you know that a very special friend of the ministry has offered a $100,000 matching grant for this month. Now, that means that when you support Daily Hope, every dollar will be matched up to $100,000 all the way to the end of this month. But please remember, if we don't reach the $100,000 mark by midnight, December 31st, well, we'll lose whatever is left over. So please give, however God leads you. These funds are critical as we go forward with our vision of sharing the hope of Jesus with more people who need it.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
You all know that the way metals are refined is they put them in a big container and they heat up the heat to hundreds of degrees, and the metal melts and then it burns off all the impurities. That's how you refine metal, is you heat it to an extreme temperature and the dross is burned off. And all of a sudden what's left is 24 karat gold. All the impurities get burned out. God is much more interested in your character than your comfort. He's much more interested in preparing your heart for heaven than providing temporary comfort right now. So you need to understand that when the heat is on in your life, God is burning off the impurities. Are you feeling the heat these days? Are you feeling the pressure? Is the heat on in your life? God is burning off the impurities. He is purifying your motives so that you will be of pure gold and ready for heaven. Now, what happens when we get in a tough time? We start praying for God to change the circumstance. And God says, oh, yeah, I can do that. But I'm much more interested in changing you. Because I said, God's goal here on earth for you is not to make you comfortable. God's goal here on earth is to change your character to get you ready for heaven. So why would he just make your life easy? That doesn't teach you any character. These problems, he says, test your faith and purify your motives. And when the heat is on, you need to stop saying, God changed the circumstance. He can do that, but first he's going to change you. And the sooner you learn that, the better. God is trying to change and develop your character. Why? For the third reason. Trials are used to test my faith, to purify my motives, and number three, to prepare me for rewards. Did you know that the problems here on earth, God uses to actually prepare you for eternal rewards in heaven? And here's what he says. You're being tested as fire tests and purifies gold. So if your faith remains strong after being tried by these fiery trials when the heat's on in your life, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor. Now, usually when we read the phrase praise, glory, and honor, we're thinking about Jesus. But in this verse, it's talking about you. It says God wants to give you praise and give you glory and give you honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. God is saying, I am allowing this problem for your benefit, for your long-term reward of praise and glory and honor. See, the problem with heaven is that heaven is perfect, so we have nothing to compare it to on earth. There is nothing perfect on earth. No relationship is perfect. No event is perfect. No sunset is perfect. Nothing is perfect on earth. So we can't even imagine what a perfect place is like. All we can do is take the greatest experiences, the most pleasurable, enjoyable, wonderful, exciting, beautiful, creative experiences of life and multiply that exponentially by a billion times, and then we still can't even compare. There's nothing to compare heaven to. But let me just tell you this. It's going to be incredible. It's not sitting on white clouds in a white robe playing the harp. That's hell. I've told you that. It's going to be unbelievable. The Bible says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the wonderful things that God has prepared for those who love him. You can't imagine. But you are going to share in God's glory in heaven. And he says, how you handle the problems here on life is how God is preparing you. This is why Paul says this on the screen. Our suffering is light and temporary, but it is producing for us an eternal glory that is greater than anything we can imagine. He's saying, comparing the problems I'm going through right now is minuscule compared to the rewards I'm going to receive for handling them correctly in heaven. He said, here on earth, this is small potatoes. That gives me hope. I have hope because God chose me before I chose him. And I have hope that no matter how many mistakes I make, God's still going to show mercy to me. And I have hope that no matter what I may lose in life, I can't lose my salvation. And I have hope that God is going to protect me with his mighty power and make sure I get to heaven. And I have hope that God is preparing me right now for eternity and even using the stuff in my life that I don't like. He's using it all for good. I know that some of you are just hanging on by a thread. I've talked to some of you, and you're worried about the future, and you're hurting over some relationships, and you may be even grieving over the loss of a loved one. Even in our grief, we can grieve with hope. Why? We're not like unbelievers. We have a hope of eternal life. When we grieve at a funeral, we're not grieving for the person who's died and gone to heaven. We're grieving for ourselves because we're going to miss them. We grieve with hope. After losing a loved one, Stephen Curtis Chapman wrote the words to this song called With Hope. Never have I known anything so hard to understand. Never have I questioned more the wisdom of God's plan. But through the cloud of tears, I see the Father smile and say, well done. And I imagine you where you wanted most to be, seeing all your dreams come true, because now you're home and free. We can cry with hope. We can say goodbye with hope, because we know our goodbye is not the end. We grieve with hope because we believe with hope there's a place where we'll see your face again. We have this hope as an anchor because we believe everything God promised is true. So we can cry with hope. We can say goodbye with hope because we know that our goodbye is not the end. We grieve with hope because we believe with hope there is a place by God's grace. There is a place where we'll see your face again. I want you to realize that God is working in your life even when you don't feel it. And he's doing these five things even when you don't feel it. And that's why Peter says in verse 6, be glad, rejoice, have hope. It is not hopeless. It may be tough going for a while, but it's going to be worth it. And the future is secure and assured and guaranteed. Now, these five things that I just shared with you from 1 Peter 1, theologians have a theological term for each of them. The fact that God chose to love me in advance, that's called predestination. The fact that God always treats me with mercy, that's called regeneration, that we're born again through his mercy. The fact that God has secured my future in heaven and has an inheritance for me, that's called glorification. The fact that God's power will protect me and I can't lose my salvation is called preservation. And the fact that God is preparing me for eternity is called sanctification. We cover all of these in detail in a class called Foundations. Over 15,000 people at Saddleback have gone through Foundations. As your pastor, let me challenge you two ways. First, I want to challenge you to decide that you're going to get serious about developing spiritual roots. You're not going to be a casual Christian. You're going to be a committed one. You're going to develop spiritual roots and learn the spiritual truths that give us hope, give us stability, give us confidence. Don't blow us around when things get tough. We're not blown away and blown up, but we stand firm because we are deeply rooted with radical roots in the hope and love of God. And how do you do that? How can you build spiritual roots? By taking advantage of all the different ways we have here at Saddleback Church to help you grow. We have daily devotional emails. We have small group curriculum. We have the Foundations class. We have all the different Bible studies for men and women. We have all these different things that you can take advantage of to build spiritual roots. Now, I want to challenge you to make a commitment to say, I'm going to be faithful at worship. If the doors are open on weekends, I'm going to be there if at all possible so I can build spiritual roots. Make a commitment to worship. I'm going to be there as much as possible. And make a commitment to your small group. I'm going to be there as much as possible and be a part of that. The second thing I want to challenge you to do is challenge you to say and pray, God, help me to reach one more for Jesus. The greatest thing you could do for somebody is help them settle their eternal destiny, to get that reservation in heaven. Is anybody going to be in heaven because of you? I guarantee you this, if you will start praying, God, I want to help at least one person get into heaven. I don't want to be in heaven and having brought nobody along with me. God, I want you to help me bring at least one person to you. You know what? If you pray that, I guarantee you God will answer that prayer. I guarantee you. And he'll make it so easy and so natural, and you won't be scared, and it'll be unbelievable, like falling off a log, if you will say, I'm usable. If you need hope, let me tell you how to get more hope. The fastest way to get hope is to give it to somebody else. The Bible says this, same book, 1 Peter chapter 3. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope you have. I just gave you five reasons. To give the reason for the hope you have, but do it with gentleness and respect. Did you know that in the Bible, it never tells us to share our faith? Not once. It tells us to share our hope. Why? Because people are hungry for hope. And if you need more hope in your life and you're feeling a little down and discouraged, you need to start witnessing. You need to start inviting somebody to church. And if you share the hope, you will see the hope in your life explode to a new level.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, and you've been listening to our series called Radicalis, Developing Spiritual Roots. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to PastorRick.com to listen again, to find out more about this ministry, and to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Rick's going to be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. It's been said that prayer moves the heart of God. And that's why I want to tell you about a very special resource Pastor Rick and his team have created just for you. It's our Daily Hope Prayer Journal. This first-of-its-kind, vegan leather, full-color prayer journal has sections to pray for specific people and situations, and space to express your gratitude and personal prayer request to God. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
I know I tell you this all the time, but again, I want you to know how much I thank God for you and appreciate your support of Daily Hope. We couldn't do this without your prayers, and we can't do it without your financial gifts. And I know that for many of you, this is a real sacrifice in order to be able to support the ministry of Daily Hope as we take the message of Christ literally around the world into places that nobody else is going to. As you consider your year-end giving, I want to ask you to consider about sending your greatest gift to Daily Hope that you've ever given. You know, the great news is that in this month, your financial gift will be doubled because a generous friend is offering a $100,000 matching grant. And they've challenged all of the rest of us to give as much as we can, and they will match it up to $100,000. That means that every dollar you give to Daily Hope in December, up to $100,000, will be doubled. You give $25, it's like giving $50. And if you give $100, it's like giving $200. And if you're able to give $1,000 or more, it will be doubled. Your generosity, and of course, Christmas is all about the spirit of generosity. God so loved the world that He gave. Your generosity makes this ministry possible. It allows us to reach into refugee camps. It allows us to reach out around the world, overseas. It allows us to reach people who could not ever afford to pay for any discipleship tools or materials. So your donations matter. In this month of giving, I'd like to give something to you. And I'm very proud of this new tool we've developed. It's called the Daily Hope Prayer Journal. Full color, vegan leather cover, 208 pages of Bible verses, illustrations, photos, encouraging verses that'll help you stay consistent all this next year in your prayer time. Finally, let me ask you a personal favor. Don't forget to pray for us during this season. We're praying for you. Let me know that you prayed. It really blesses me to hear from you. I love the letters, the emails, the cards, the stories that come in because it helps me realize we truly are partnering together in this ministry. It's not about me. It's about the Word of God, and it's about what we can do together that none of us could do on our own. We are more effective together. We're better together. Thanks for listening today, everybody, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope. God bless you, and have a great Christmas season.
Now, quantities are limited, so get yours today. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. And remember, all this month when you support Daily Hope, every dollar will be matched up to $100,000 till midnight December 31st. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.